soft lighting over here.
Yeah,
Valerie's
much better.
The Hollywood Times.
Okay, awesome.
Hello, nice to meet
you. Hi, nice to meet you.
Thank you for inviting us. So how excited are you? Second season.
I'm so excited for the second season of La Frontera. I mean, I was already thrilled when we jumped into La Frontera 1, exploring the U.S.-Mexico borderlands and the Texas-Mexico, you know, the eastern side of the borderlands. But in season 2, we go all the way from San Diego and Tijuana, passing through Arizona and getting to New Mexico until we get to El Paso again. And it's 3 hours of just jaw-dropping, really inspiring stories and people and content. So it's been a fabulous journey.
I bet. Well, we're excited to see some portions of it and hear your interview today. So,
thank you.
Have you ever been to this particular complex before?
So I have not been here before, and I'm thrilled to be here. And just being here and meeting the people that work here, you can just feel the love and feel the sense of pride of the deep Mexican roots.
You really
that
can.
Exist here, yeah.
Yeah, like right across the street, there's a whole something going on tonight.
And then there's a church here that exists since, you know, before Mexico became an independent country. I think this was part of New Spain. So
exactly.
It's like really deep stories, deep roots, and you can sense how much people are proud of who we are here.
So talk about Trejo's Tacos. Have you had that tonight?
So, you know, I was intrigued when I found out that Danny Trejo had a taqueria, and I really wanted to try it. And when they told me that they were going to be catering here, I got so excited. I just ate 2 gigantic tacos, 1 carne asada, and 1 jackfruit. I had never tried jackfruit before, and they were both so delicious, so delicious. And then there's margaritas. Actually, delicious. The Gran Centenario Tequila is using my tamarind margarita recipe, which is so
they're using your
recipe. It's my recipe, yeah. Excellent. Which is, it's tamarind and lime juice and like sweet syrup, and then it has a garnish of salt, chili, and sugar. It's really, you should go.
It's delicious. I have had one.
It is so, oh, you did it
yes,
already?
It's a beautiful
and then
thing.
They also have like this super new special tequilas, the Cristalino, which is, I think people think about tequila in only one way. Just as people tend to think about Mexicans and the border in only one way.
Right.
And here, you know, you can taste the wide array of tequilas, and it just opens up your mind to think, okay, tequila can be a sipping, you know?
I see some of that going on here as well.
Yeah.
So.
Not only for cocktails, it's really wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I don't want to take any more of your time, but I'm looking